Welcome to the Full 360 with Robin and John.
Robin, about 40 years ago,
yeah,
a guy called Donald Klugsma took some fledglings of a species of flycatcher. They were 10 days old. He took them out of the nest. Already I'm feeling bad for these baby birds.
Yeah, no, it's a bird kidnapping.
Oh, no. He took them, and he took them to his lab, and he played a different species bird song of a different species of flycatcher's bird song to the little baby birds.
Right.
But they didn't end up singing that song. They still sang the song of their species, which proved to Donald Klugsma and all the other ornithologists 40 years ago that these bird songs are innate, at least to this species of flycatcher.
And so they're born with the song built in?
They're like, born with the song built in, and that's what they're going to sing no matter what. And even though ornithologists and probably lots of people all over the world have known this for 40 years, it was brand new to me today when I was reading something. So, yeah, isn't that cool that their song is in them?
It is cool. I was actually thinking how I liked what you said about the, for a lot of people, this information is 40 years old,
yeah.
But it's new to you. I didn't know it either, right? Like, it's new to me too.
Right.
But I think it just gave me pause to think about all of the things that I don't know, you know? Of which, I mean, when you think about the volume of stuff that you don't know versus what you actually do know, I mean, I don't even know how you would calculate that, but it must be, the ratio must be so far off from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a Google of things I don't know.
Well, yeah. Right.
Yeah. That being the very big number. But that's, I mean, just in researching for our podcast, that's what comes up right for me time and time again, is I'm like, oh, what about this? And then going into it, and it's like a rabbit hole where you barely scratch the surface of something. And yeah, I mean, it's endless.
I mean, like going down that rabbit hole, I feel like that is, in a way, like that can be conversational too, right? Like it's sort of like, all right, like you could do this in an isolated way. You could sit on your phone and look stuff up and take in that information, right?
Yeah.
Or if you talk to somebody about something that you don't know about, like in my case, it would be sports, right? Like I know nothing about sports. I sat down and said, hey, John, tell me something about soccer. Or football or whatever we're going to call it.
Any day, mate. Looking forward to it.
Right. but you're going to tell me things, right? And yeah. And I'm obviously going to have responses to those things. Those responses are going to be based on the things that I know, which, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of cool. Like it creates a whole other world of things to know just based on that interaction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you say that, it makes me think that, you know, knowledge isn't something that's static. It's something that we relate to. It starts to feel a lot more like watercolors, and how you then kind of like blend different colors and they create other colors again. And that we're always doing this with our thoughts as we're passing thoughts back and forth, or ideas and bits of information and knowledge. And
yeah, because if you think about a conversation, like it's two people sharing information back and forth. And often to me, it feels sort of like bullet points or like sentences, right? Like you say something and I say something and you say something and I say something. But those conversations that really spark are the ones where you say something and then it gets me to think about something that I hadn't thought about before in a different way. And then that comes back at you based on what I know about the thing.
Yes.
And then, right? You can kind of feel it growing separate from the two people in the conversation.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So here's the flip around on the birds. Maybe the baby birds end up singing their own songs but they're very slightly or subtly different. Like maybe they do it in the accent of the other species of flycatcher. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So right. Yes, they end up singing their own songs, but maybe it's still a little bit more fluid than just
right.
song A or song B.
Song B.
I mean, I like to think that they have, you know, a slightly nuanced, like suddenly you've introduced jazz to a classical right. orchestra. And
right.
rather than right. just maybe their singing is a bit more crap than other birds.
No, but I like that. Like, because it's like everything else, like in that is language and music, and they all, none of them are static, right? Like, even a song, every time you hear that song played again, it'll be played by somebody else or in a different room or in a, like, it changes. I don't know what my point is about that, but I like the idea of this ever evolving everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I love that. It's active, it's changing. Every time we have a conversation, it changes again.
Yeah.
Wow. It feels quite meta or ultra present.
I feel like what we've done is taken a 40-year-old experiment and just put a little posh on it, you know? Just be like, there you go. We're like the remake that nobody asked for. That was
You know what? Hopefully there's a lot of people out there who now know a lot more about ornithology. Thanks to us who know next to nothing about ornithology.
I saw a crow outside my window.
There we go. Let me tell you about the Premier League, Robin.
Well, that was great, Robin.
One of our very best, John.
And if you want to hear more, you should come over to patreon.com/thefull360 and join us for our bonus episodes.
Weekly posts.
And good vibe community.
And what was that address again, John?
patreon.com/thefull360.